Welcome back, everybody, for tonight's closing class with Danny. Danny, I believe you're on the line. Are you there?
I am. Thank you so much.
Great.
Okay. Well, I'm excited to work with you guys tonight. You guys are killing it. Can I just say that? You're freaking killing it. Your numbers are shocking. Like, really, really shocking. I know I went over them with you last Tuesday, but I just want to remind you again, this class has made $45,748 between you guys. I'm not talking about my business. I'm saying your businesses. Combined, this team that is here, 77 of you who reported your numbers, 45 grand is insane. And watching your numbers, your dials growing every single week, you guys are on the right track. I'm so very proud of you. The amount of conversations that you're having, the amount of presentations that you're having, and the amount of results that you're getting with 112 closes with the 77 of you, with, again, 6,500 dials, 932 conversations, resulting into 112 new either clients or people that you've enrolled on a business level. It is really, really impressive. I'm going to get right into some role playing. The first person I'm going to pull up is Dallas Ruffin. Dallas, please press number one and say hello. As we are getting Dallas situated, I want to just put out another reminder that next week the closing class is not happening next Thursday, but that closing class is going to be taking place on March the 1st. Your homework for prospecting, for those of you in a prospecting class, you're going to get an email from us tonight that, you know, that has your survey in it. You want to make sure and flag that email in your inbox so you don't forget. And then, of course, that one is due for the prospecting class. So that's due February the 18th, this Sunday, right? However, your homework for the closing class, because we're going to have an extra week in here, that homework assignment is going to be due on February the 25th by midnight. I'm going to say that again. The homework assignment for your prospecting class is going to be due February the 18th by midnight. You'll get an email from us tonight about that, what that survey is, what that homework assignment is. And then for this class, for the closing class, we're not going to meet next Thursday. We're going to meet March 1st. So your homework assignment for the closing class is going to be due on February the 23rd, which is Sunday of First Steps to Success. And I know majority of you are going to be at First Steps with us. So just know that, you know, if you don't have any plans of prospecting, presenting, and closing while you're at First Steps for the weekend, then just turn your homework assignment in on Thursday. You can turn it on Thursday the 22nd at that point. To just get out of the way, so you don't have to worry about, you know, having to do that, because you know how busy those weekends are. So I don't want you to have that pressure on you. So just do in advance. You know that you're going to end your work day on at least by Thursday before First Step. So, you know, go ahead and email it in at that point. So do we have Dallas Ruffin on the line?
We do. Dallas, your line is open.
Hi.
Hi, Dallas. How are you?
My heart is pounding right now.
Oh, baby, great. Okay. You did a great job. 5 hours of work, warm market, 101 dials, 19 conversations, 15 people for a presentation. Good job.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you did a great job. All right, so let's go ahead and see what I can do to help those closes to come about. Now, so all I need to do is kind of understand what kind of a presentation you're sending people to. Is this a group presentation, or is this a one-on-one, or you send them to a website? Tell me the process real quick.
I have a website where I have a 10-minute video, but most of the time I'm sending them to a recording of a call I did. I did a five-week series of conference calls, and I just find the recording that fits what they need and text them a link.
Okay, and how long are those conference calls?
It's an hour.
Oh, okay. That's a really long presentation to have someone listen to through the phone. So tell me more about this other. You have a 10-minute presentation, you said?
Yeah, the video is just testimonies That's all it is. It's just testimonies of the different services that I do.
Okay. So just to let everybody know, Dallas is not in a direct sales business model. So she doesn't come from a mother company that has the presentation, everything kind of already fixed for her. So I'm going to be advising her differently. So those of you who are in direct sales, don't listen to what I'm about to say. But everybody else that is not in direct sales, then you should listen to what I'm about to say. Okay, so an hour-long conference call to have people listen to is really long. It's probably it's not a good presentation. In fact, it's not a presentation at all. You're actually giving them the service for an hour is what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes.
You're basically teaching for that hour, okay? So that's not a presentation itself. Do you own Presentation Success System?
No, I don't.
Okay, you need that. That's going to show you how to put a presentation together. So the 10-minute video that has testimonials, that's actually better, but it still doesn't really talk about your services. You know what I mean? You're not creating a problem and a solution and creating mm-hmm. a close within that presentation. There really is there's a million-dollar presentation that I've used forever, 29 years. And so it's in a two-hour training. And so you've done amazing with, you know, getting in touch with people and talking to them, but you're not sending them actually to a presentation. And giving them one hour of your class does not sell them on getting into the class per se.
Okay.
So a sales presentation has a very strategic and psychological path that it leads the prospect on. And I reveal that inside of that two-hour training and presentation success system. The other thing that you could benefit greatly from would be expose, involve, and upgrade. That's a closing process where you're actually building a funnel, if you will, not in terms of the internet or digital. I'm talking about in terms of after presenting something to them, there's a follow-up process that is so non-threatening. And so even if you can't close them right then and there, there's a process of follow-up that eventually has them move to a yes.
Okay.
Okay. So I would venture to say that having 15 people look at either, well, how many of them listened to the 1 hour conference call?
Well, I had either sent them a recording or in my last week I had a live call. So my fifth week and I had 5 people on with me live. But the rest I just sent to the recording.
Okay. Yeah. So the recording, so 10 went to the recording and then 5 listened in on your live class, basically.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. You really need to learn how to do a presentation. That's what you're missing, is a presentation.
Okay.
All right. So, but meanwhile, you sent 15 people to listen to an hour worth of your content. All right. So after they listened to the 1 hour of content, what was your close?
Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Good, good. This is Dallas. Just giving you a call back. Wanted to see what you thought of the call.
Okay. Well, Dallas, you're not even using the script book right now. So let me tell you what happens here. What did I think about the call? I think it was long. I think it was good. I think the sky is blue. There's a reason why we asked the question, what did you like about what you just heard? I'm directing their mind when I ask that question. What did you like about what you just heard? Versus what did you think?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is, let me show you. I want you to experience this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna do it with you real quick. So ring ring, you say hello.
Hello.
Hi, Dallas?
Yes.
How's it going?
Good.
This is Danny. So, hey, I was just calling to see what you thought about the call. Let's stop right there. Versus. tell me what you just picked up with what I was doing.
Sing-songy.
Not only sing-songy, but very salesy. You're not being yourself. You're not being yourself. I just finished having a 3-minute conversation with you, and the way you were talking to me was perfect. Then when you went into closing, you're like, "Hi, how's it going?" Girlfriend,
okay.
Be yourself. You're going to hear it when you listen to the MP3 of this class. You're like, "Oh my gosh." And so that's what the prospect's thinking on the other side of the phone. They're like, "Could I spend an hour listening to her?"
Okay.
Hi! This woman's going to hype me up. People don't want to be hyped. They want truth.
Okay.
Okay? So just be yourself. Just be you. You don't have to perform. You don't have to try to get them to like you.
Mm-hmm.
Your business actually has nothing to do with you and your skill set. It has everything to do with them and what they want.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you selling?
Their relationship success or their success.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're selling them. So you don't have to hype it up. They already want what they want. Your job is to ask them some questions to help them make a decision to take action on what they want. So when you ask people, what did you think about it, that's not a closing question. What did you like about it makes them answer what they liked about it. Now they're selling themselves on what they liked.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then, most of this is lukewarm market or warm market for you. So they're going to be provoked to lie to you or tell you what you think you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to really tell you what they were really thinking. Why? Because they're friends.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not going to be truthful with you. So what did you like about what you just heard? Would be just follow the script that's on page 22 that we've been going through every week.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, okay, so your business helps them with relationships. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So when you formed them, you found a need specifically for that?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so let me go ahead and do it with you again. Let me give you another example of how to do it, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, ring, ring.
Hello?
Hi, Dallas?
Yes.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. This is Danny. Hey, did you get a chance to listen to that call that I sent you?
Oh, no. I've been really busy.
Yeah, I bet. I absolutely bet. Okay, time out. Dallas, how many times have you gotten that response?
A lot.
Do you know why?
Because it's too long.
Exactly. I'd rather waste an hour on Facebook than listen to that.
Okay.
You're right. You're right? Isn't that what people do?
Yeah.
They entertain. Okay, here's another question. When you were prospecting them, did you direct them immediately to the content?
I grew in this confidence. In the beginning, I was like, oh, well, I'll text it to you and get back when you can. But I've gotten stronger. saying, hey, do you have the internet access right now? Can you get to it? And they'll say, no, you know, I'm driving or I'm doing something else. And I'll say, okay, well, I'll text it to you and call you tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, well, that's okay. That was a good job getting the courage to do that. I'm proud of you for that. But what'd be better is, okay, when is a good time for me to get back to you and get you that information?
Okay.
When will you be at your destination or when, you know what I mean? Because obviously right there, if they're driving, that's not the time for them to listen to a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So in that initial prospecting call, it's important for you to establish a time for them to look at that information and to get that information to them. You know, so then you just start asking questions. Okay, well, when will you be at your destination? What do you got going on tonight? What about after that? You know what I mean? And you just keep asking those questions until you get the appointed time.
Okay.
To call them. All right. So when someone says, no, I didn't get a chance to review that information yet. And again, it's largely because, like you said, you know, they were driving or whatever. It wasn't a real, let's say interview. It wasn't a real prospecting call. It was more of just like an initial connection. But to have the time set aside for them to actually review, the information, 10 minutes is probably good enough, 15 max when you develop that presentation. Just make sure you follow those 10 steps. You can do that 10 steps in 5 minutes. You can do it in 10 minutes. You can do it in 15. You can do it in 5 hours. But what's important is that you follow those 10 steps. Okay. So when they say that I didn't get a chance to review the information yet, then you say, what do you say to them?
Just, oh, okay. Well, you know, I just wanted to get something to you that could help you, and then I repeat whatever they said to me earlier. Or because they're warm market, I've been saying, using the script of, hey, could you listen to something for me and just give me your opinion? You know, I've been using that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you were on two good tracks there. So when you ask them the question of, is it that something like catastrophic happened of why you weren't able to look at it? Because you sounded really, really serious about and then repeating their needs, strengths, and goals. Just to let you know, I only work with people who are deadly serious, or our organization only works with, because here's part of the issue is that if it's all about you, your friends are quite close to you. You know what I mean? They know you. And so there's trust, but there's not necessarily respect. You're trying to sell yourself. So I would pitch what you're doing as a part of an organization. It's your organization. It's your company, right? So that's an organization or that's a firm. And so you can, rather than saying I only work with serious people, you can say our organization only works with people who are deadly serious about making changes in these particular areas.
Okay.
And the bottom line is that they have to see you be strong in this area because you're positioning yourself as someone that's going to advocate for them. And if you let them get away with not looking at the information or you let them get away with not following up and following through, then are you really good at what you say you're going to do?
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because you offer accountability, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not strong on your front end, they obviously know that you're not going to be once they start working with you. So you got to be strong on that front end. And so that, you know, if they didn't look at the information, you know, there's a script for that, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's go through that.
Okay.
Okay. I want to see how you're doing with that script.
Okay. Ring, ring.
And so everyone that's following along, it's page 72 of the blue script book, the supplemental. So you can follow along. Okay. Hello.
Hey, Danny.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How about you?
Good. I am fantastic. I had a great day. How was your day?
It was good.
Good.
Yeah, it was good.
Well, this is Dallas, of course. Just calling you back to see if you got a chance to review the information that I sent you.
No, I didn't. Been really busy.
Oh, gosh. Did something happen? Some kind of disaster happen in your family?
Oh, no. No, not at all.
Okay. Okay. Well, Danny, I certainly don't want to waste your time or mine. And, you know, I typically don't give people a second chance. But if I'm absolutely certain that they're deadly serious about transforming their relationships, then I'll give you a second chance. So you tell me, are you serious about transforming your relationship this year?
Yeah.
Great. You have a pen and paper handy?
I do.
Awesome. How about access to the internet while you're on the phone with me?
I can actually for my smartphone, yeah.
Perfect, perfect. Go ahead and go to your browser now. Want to make sure
okay.
You don't have problems getting to the information.
Okay.
Awesome. What happened today? What was your day like?
It's just been a little bit chaotic.
Yeah.
I've got a lot on my plate right now.
Yeah, we're a culture of busyness for sure. I can definitely understand that. So have you pulled up your browser?
Yeah, I have.
Awesome. Just go to www.mycompany.com.
Okay.
Are you there?
It's taking a while to load. Okay, I'm there.
Awesome, awesome. If you just scroll down, right on that front page there, second video down, there's a video that you can watch. So go ahead and review that information right now. It's 10 minutes long, and I'll give you a call back in 15 minutes. At that point, we can decide whether or not we're going to work together, where you might fit on this team of warriors that we're building. Maybe good for you, maybe not. At least it's a way for you to transform that relationship that you said was really important to you this year. So I'll call you back in 15 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Awesome.
Cool. Good job. I thought you did great, though. Yeah, you did great. All right. So now if so when you have done that script with people, what? Let's say out of 10 people you've read that script to, what has been the response?
I have not used the script with people. I know it's there. I read it. I saw it, and I didn't use it.
And you are in the business of coaching people.
Yes, ma'am.
Girl. I think you know what you need to do.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because was that not just easy?
It was. It was easier than I thought it would be.
You literally sound like you've read it 100 times. Yeah. All right. So, and you're saying out of 15 people, how many of them had not reviewed the information yet?
I know the 5 did it with me live. I haven't reached everyone who even I sent to. I've called them back and they're not there. Yeah.
It sounds like they fall off the face of the planet, maybe.
Maybe. I'll be persistent.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. We will see. Okay. Well, there you go. You need to develop a presentation. Make it really simple. I would be following the script with all the ones that, you know, said they didn't review the information yet. And the next thing is that closing script on page 22 works really well. Easy to customize it, right? So you're selling relationship advice or coaching, So on question number 3 of page 22, it's like, okay, so do you want to have a, what will you call it? What do you call your, so rather than saying, do you want to make a little or a lot, what's your closing question there?
After they tell me what they liked, I'll say, you know, with your, I'll do number 5. I'll say at your, with your current, support system, you know, with your family, your church, people who model for you or hold you accountable, how fast do you think you'll get to those goals?
Never.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. But hold on. But question number 3, you're not utilizing a question number 3.
I don't know how to change that.
Oh, well, it's not that hard. What are you selling?
Their relationship success.
Relationship success is very vague. So what is relationship success? And it could be customized because this is one-on-one. So it's okay, Dallas. So are you wanting to get your relationship? Let me just take you through it. It's really simple. All right, so here we go. So what did you like about what you heard?
I really like the strength for marriages, and it just made me think about things that I could do better in my marriage to make it stronger.
Tell me more about that.
I just know that I could benefit from being more humble and just taking responsibility for things that I've done wrong, and I just think it'll give me more peace in my home.
What's your husband's name?
Isaac.
Isaac. Okay, I would have known that I was your friend, but I needed to pull out of our role play for a second to get that. Okay, now number 1, let me time out here, because if that's a response that someone would give after listening to your call, then that is really the wrong presentation. No one wants to take personal responsibility for anything. And no one wants to be humble. No one does. So your presentation cannot reveal that the person listening to it is the one at fault. Yeah.
Okay, had no idea.
No one wants to take personal responsibility. It's always his fault.
Yeah.
So you're, like I said, the presentation needs to get done. So in this case, okay, so the presentation is going to sell the benefits of the class, not the feature of the class.
Okay.
Right? So the benefit is what? What's the benefit of what you do?
Peace in your home, a long-lasting covenant marriage, a stable house for your kids.
That sounds so boring. It sounds like a lot of freaking work and really boring.
Aw.
Long-lasting covenant. Sounds like a prison sentence.
Oh, geez.
What other boring things are you going to charge me for?
Oh, God.
What do people want, honey?
Well, they want everything easy. They want, like...
What do they want? Everything is a cop-out. Give me specifically, what do people want in their marriage?
Great sex, a person who says everything they want, does what they're expecting.
They want to be passionately in love like they were when they were dating. They want to have more fun with each other. They want to reduce the conflicts and the wars and the fights and the tsunamis. They want to feel more fulfilled and connected with each other instead of being on the verge of wanting to quit. You need some emotional content in there, honey. Peace in the home. Blech. Long-lasting covenant. Oh, my gosh. Are you taking me to a church meeting? Ew. I can go there for free and fall asleep every week. You're
okay.
Selling. Yeah. Are you hearing what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
You got to sell the sizzle. You got to sell what people want, not what they need.
Okay.
Strength for my marriage. Oh, God. It sounds so churchy and boring. There's no sex in that. There isn't. I don't feel sexy with a strength for my marriage. And being humble. I already am humble. Everyone thinks they're humble already.
Right.
Oh,
awesome.
You're selling them the answer. People don't buy the answer. They buy what the answer is going to give them.
Okay.
Which is a promise for what they want. So to be honest with you, there's an incredible way to prospect this thing. Why don't you start doing surveys?
Okay.
Do marriage surveys. This is like so ridiculously easy. Here comes again, man. This has been a month of creating scripts. Okay. So here we go. Are you ready? Ring, ring.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Hello.
Dallas.
Yes.
This is Danny. What you doing?
Just sitting around, not doing much.
Okay. Hey, listen. I've been doing a survey about marriage, and I'm hoping you can be totally square and honest with me and not give me a bunch of boring church answers, unless, of course, you'd rather give me boring church answers. But I want to know, on a scale of 1 to 3, 1 being lame or boring and 3 being hot, how would you rate your marriage?
2.
Okay, so 2 is it's okay.
We have moments. Moments of hot and moments of awful.
Okay, awesome. So, like, what's the awful?
Awful is arguing and not being in agreement about the kids and nasty little text messages. That's awful.
That is awful. I totally agree. So, hot. Tell me hot. What does hot look like?
Hot is flirty text and exciting evenings. That's all we're gonna say about that.
Well, that's awesome. Well, I would love details because I'd love to learn what you're gonna talk about. No, I'm kidding you. You can share whatever you want to share. All right, so awesome. Okay, so I hope you're getting what I'm throwing at you. I'm now getting to what is working in the marriage and what isn't, and I'm getting the language that they use to describe it.
Okay.
Okay. So you got to find what the want is, not what the church has sold us. Have you attended Hot Marriage Secrets?
No.
Oh.
Okay, awesome.
All right, cool. So I'm going to be done here with you. And you got some homework to do. You got a presentation to create. You got to learn how to sell the benefits, not the content. People could care less about the content. Content is boring. It's another person barking orders at me. It's another boring biblical training that I can get for free everywhere.
Okay.
It's not hitting my need. So you could literally create a survey to get people to talk about their marriage and talk about the problems in their marriage. You lead them with their problem to the benefit, not the solution, but the benefit. The solution is your coaching services.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes. Thank you so much.
Cool. You're welcome. So, for example, you've been to First Steps, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So on our First Steps sales page, does it say you're going to learn about what a pig you are, what a big fat ego you have, and how bitter and resentful you are, and what a lame duck you are, and how you suck really bad. You're going to love it, because you are no longer be blinded by your egotistical, arrogant self. Is
no.
that what it says on our sales page?
No.
And if that is what it said on the sales page, would anyone come?
No.
Nope. But is that what you get clobbered with the first 3 hours of the event?
Pretty much.
Yeah. You're going to come to First Steps and learn how you suck at everything. But it's going to make you feel good at the end, I promise.
Oh, geez.
So essentially, that's what you're doing.
Okay. Thanks. Point taken.
So, you're awesome. I'm proud of you. I really am proud of you. What courage you had to do it that way. Don't try to impress people with your knowledge. Don't try to impress them with what you've learned. You want to impress upon them that you have a solution for the problem they have. Don't tell them the solution until they've already bought. Now that service tells them how to get what they want.
Okay.
All right, girl. Cool.
Thank you.
Yes, you are so very welcome. Okay, next is Kevin Behringer. Please forgive me if I've messed up that name. Kevin, please press number one and say hello.
Kevin, your line is open.
Good evening.
Hi, Kevin. I'm just doing awesome. Okay. Let's see what we can do. 25 presentations, you animal. or you had 25 people in a presentation. Is that what it is?
I brought 25 people to a website to check it out.
Good job. Good job. Okay. And 4 hours worth of work. That seems like a pretty cool system so far. And you did say you didn't want to role play with me, but I'm calling you out anyway. Okay, so is this through email?
Yes, it was.
So you sent 25 people an email. How do you know how many went to the presentation?
I have a counter on the website, so I can see how many people have actually been there.
Okay. And then do you get to see how long they spent on the site or on the presentation itself?
I don't have that statistic.
Okay. So how many emails did you send, actually?
Probably about 50 there right away. We just got the website up Sunday afternoon. And
okay.
So I just blasted out a bunch of emails bunch of folks, and 17 of these were in a class that I'm in that have been kind of interested in the product that we have, and
mm-hmm.
So they said when the website gets up, you know, give us a holler, so I did, and I had 25 people come take a look at it.
Okay. And we don't know, okay, what did they look at?
There's a couple different videos on there. There's some statistics. There's a bunch of testimonials. So I'm.
But is there a path? Is it an actual presentation? No. The answer is no.
No, probably not. No.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So. You need a presentation. You see, a presentation has – do you have presentation success system?
Not yet.
Okay. So I don't think I need to echo everything I just said to Dallas. Just sending someone to a website that is not designed to help them make a decision or that is not designed to direct them exactly with what you want them to see, hear, touch, feel, experience. Then just sending them to a website is like giving someone a brochure.
Okay.
There's basically like two different types of websites. There's direct response, and then there is a brochure. And so
sure.
It sounds like yours is more of a brochure.
Okay. Yeah, I would agree with that. You know.
Okay, cool. And so a brochure doesn't create a call to action. A brochure doesn't have a call to action in it. It's just information. And so
I would either create a short presentation that you have right there, and it could be on a video. It's a video you can record just with your phone, and you do those 10-step presentation, and then when you drive people to the website, that's the first thing you have there, right? And so even when you're sending the link, hey, listen, please watch the video that's right at the top of the website. It's short. It's 10 minutes. Please check it out. And that presentation then has those 10 steps, right? And the 10 steps are real simple. It starts with an introduction, and the introduction shares me too's. Again, I go into great detail to make sure that you do it right and you know how to do a proper introduction versus an introduction that makes people mad or just doesn't prep the presentation correctly. You establish a problem. You establish a solution. You have testimonials. And then if there's a financial benefit, then now you go through the financial benefits of the presentation and then testimonials. Then you handle objections. So that's some of it. I'm missing several steps in there, but I'm just saying that there's a psychological path and process of doing a presentation that causes people to desire what it is that you're marketing.
Okay.
A brochure, I mean, you probably know this. I mean, you've had people hand you brochures before, right?
Of course.
What do you generally do with a brochure?
It goes in the trash.
Right. So a website that's a brochure, what typically happens with those kind of websites?
They get looked at and tossed aside, and nothing ever happens with it.
Plus the zeros. Right?
That's exactly. That's
why these zeros, yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, so did you call any of these people back to follow up with them?
I met with some of them last night.
You met some of them last night. Okay. So yes. There wasn't necessarily a process, right? So I'm sending them an email, and now there's a set-up follow-up time. That's kind of what you're missing. You're missing the entire process right now. All right? So when and through email, I mean, great job that you had. Now, again, how you sent 50 emails to your friends, basically.
Uh-huh.
25 of them went to your website.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how long they stayed there. So generally the way that you want to do it, because this is just a blast, right? You just kind of sent out this email blast, but then now it's important to show the value for it with doing a follow-up call. And so the ones that you met with last night, what was your closing lines that you did with them?
What I was trying to get to last night was we usually close with a comparison of what they use currently versus what we have to offer.
Mm-hmm.
That compares nutrition and cost. And so I want to get to the point where I can do that comparison for them. And then usually the close is extremely easy at that point.
I would venture to say that's true. However, getting them to do that without there being a close. So tell me what you did when you reached the people last night. And I'm trying to understand, what do you mean? You were in a group meeting with them? You invited them to a presentation? Like, help me understand what last night was. Or you just ran into them?
We meet with this group every Wednesday night for a class.
A class
so,
for what?
It's a weight loss class.
Okay. Okay.
And
is that
so,
what your product is?
No, it is not.
Okay.
Completely unrelated.
Okay. Okay, cool.
So we've been meeting with these folks for 15 weeks, so we've established some friendships with them. And so I was able to connect with them, a few of them right after class, and I asked, you know, what they thought of the website, you know, what intrigued them the most. And then I asked, you know, if they found anything at all interesting in the product and if that we could do a comparison for them to investigate it a little bit further.
And the answers were?
Actually, three people are interested.
And out of how many did you ask that to?
Five.
Okay. All right, so let me help that process get a little tighter. What did you think of the website? You just finished hearing me tell Dallas about that, right?
Exactly.
So use the closing script. What did you like about what you saw on the website?
Okay.
Now they're going to sell you. You want them selling you. What you think is not, that's not, I'm evaluating a website, and am I a web developer?
No. Okay.
Right? Right? So what did you like about what you saw on the website? That's the first question. Second question, tell me more about that.
Okay.
Okay. So after they tell you all those benefits, right, what they liked about it, after that question, again, this is a product focus, right?
Correct.
Now, hold on a second. So you're assuming they're already using your competitor's product, though.
I know they are. Because just in the friendships that we've developed, I found out that they would use this product. And it's brand new in this area, basically. It's virgin territory.
All right. You're complicating this really bad. That doesn't matter, by the way. It's a nice sales pitch, though. It's a nice sales pitch, but it really doesn't matter. Okay. All right, so let's go through it. I want you to ask me these two questions.
Okay. Hey, Danny. How you doing tonight?
Good.
Good. Hey, I saw that you had a chance to check out the website here Sunday. What did you like about what you saw on the website?
I liked some of the stories that I saw there. I mean, it sounded like some people are doing well with it, with the product.
That's great. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, I mean, obviously, I mean, you and I are here in this weight loss class, so I'm obviously interested in losing weight and being healthy and being stronger. So I mean, it looks like that's what this product does.
Okay. Yeah, because we're going down the wrong path there.
Okay, cool.
The product that we're looking at
product?
Actually is pet food.
It's what?
It's pet food.
Oh, okay, awesome.
So you know that
I have a dog. You know I have a dog. That is hilarious.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, okay, cool. So you already know I'm using the competitor's food.
Exactly.
Guaranteed. I have an animal. I'm buying pet food from somewhere.
Exactly.
I gotcha. Okay, cool. All right, awesome. That's awesome. So you're approaching this from a strict retail, and that's it?
Exactly, yes.
Okay, cool. All righty. That is easy. That's easy. All righty. So now, let me go through it with you. I'm gonna help you with that retail script.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me find it. Just to make sure that I'm heading the right direction. That's primarily what you're doing, correct? Is retailing a product.
Exactly. Yes.
All right, cool. This would be the script that I gave everyone the first week of the retail. Remember, what did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. What address would you like this sent to? Was there anything else that intrigued you. Now, because it's pet food and it's primarily dog and cat, or is it primarily dog?
It's both.
It's both. Okay, so it would be wise for you to use their animal's name.
Okay.
Right, because people are very emotionally attached to that animal. Okay, so let me do it with you because that'll be the easiest way to do it because you know your product.
Okay.
All right, so cool. All right, so Kevin, did you get a chance to review that website?
I sure did.
Okay. What did you like about what you saw?
You know, it intrigued me about how nutritious everybody was saying that it was and all the improvements that it was creating for their animals. So that was really impressive to me.
Mm-hmm. Tell me more about that.
Well, my dog's had, you know, his coat is kind of like steel wool sometimes, you know, lackluster. There's not a lot of shine to it. And, oh, the dandruff, I just can't believe it. And he sheds all over the place. So, you know, if you could help out with that, that would be phenomenal.
Hmm. What is the dog's name again?
His name is Lincoln.
Lincoln?
Uh-huh. He's my one-eyed lab.
How old is he?
He's 13 years old.
Oh. Okay. So, Kevin, what address do you like this nutritious product sent to for Lincoln so that his hair will no longer feel like steel wool? But you're not going to have to deal with that dandruff anymore. And it will reduce the shedding that he's having to make sure that Lincoln at 13 is getting the absolute utmost amount of nutrition so that he can be strong for the rest of the days of his life. So what address would you like that sent to?
Well, let's send this to 4567 Brownlee Lane.
isn't that awesome?
It was. That works well.
Yeah. You don't have to do a comparison, buddy. You're not selling a product. What are you selling? What are you selling?
I'm selling, you know, a dog full of vitality that looks great. That's not shedding all over the place. I'm shedding less house cleaning.
Yes.
I'm shedding less house cleaning.
Yes. Right? You're selling a solution to their problem.
Okay.
That's what you're selling. So you have to find the problem. So when you ask them, what did you like about what you saw on the website, right? You said nutritional improvements. Nutritional improvements for the animals. In fact, you want to make sure and get the animal's name. It's really important. You got to personalize that clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because how could you say no to Lincoln?
That's true.
It's obvious. You can't. You can't say no to Lincoln. We know this. It's a $500 million industry. People are weaklings when it comes to their animals. They can't help themselves. They gotta have the best for their dog. So now what this gives you a step of doing product comparison. Screw the product comparison. Yours is going to help get the dog healthier.
Okay.
Okay. So I think you just need those three questions.
Fair enough. I can do that.
Fair enough is right. Yeah, you can. Okay, so then the next one could be, like, was there anything else on the site that intrigued you? Now, if they're not looking at the site right then and there, they probably aren't going to remember. And if you didn't get them to look at it right then and there, you know, it's out of sight, out of mind. That's what I'm saying. It's really important that if you're going, it's a much better process if you work them through this process, right? Remember at first step to success.
One is the exposure, all right? You've already made exposure with them. You know who these people are. So two, you set up the initial contact. You also, and I love surveys for products. I think surveys, when people are marketing a retail product, I think surveys are incredible for that. By the way, Instant Customer Goldmine would be amazing for you. Oh, my gosh, it would be so incredible. Oh, my gosh, I don't think anyone's doing it either. I haven't heard of anyone using that model, the home party model for your dog. There is a cult following for animals.
Right.
What do I mean by that? Dog and cat lovers are like a totally different cult, if you will. Cult following, like Apple has a cult following. Do you understand? Metallica has a cult following. What does that mean? It's a following that they understand each other. They're very passionate about their community that's built around a product. All right? So in this case, that animal lovers, there's a cult following for animals. And so what that means is that those people like to gather with each other also, right? We have dog parks, right? People get together and dog sit and, you know, play with their animals together. There's all kinds of that kind of stuff. So I believe that Instant Customer Goldmine, the home party model, would work brilliantly for you. And so you can say, we're holding the class about better ways to take care of your animal. Free. Hello. So you can be calling warm market, lukewarm, whatever, and doing surveys about their animals. Hey, you know, I just wanted to find out, are you an animal lover? If they are, then you know they're a perfect candidate for what you have. Don't go into trying to sell them right there. But you can say, well, how many animals do you have? Again, don't reveal the product here. That's that initial contact where you're gathering information. You're forming them.
Uh-huh.
What's the animal's name? How old are they? How do you feel their vitality is?
Okay.
What do you love most about your dog? What do you like most about Lincoln? What do you like least? You probably tell me about the dander and the shedding. Right?
True.
Yep. So at this point, you could say, hey, listen, I don't know if this will work for you or not. But here's what I do know. I'm just getting with a few friends that all have animals and love their animals just like you love Lincoln. And we have a class that's going to be showing people, easier ways to be able to care for them and to cut back on things like the dandruff and the shedding and this coat that seems to be like still wool. So what are you doing Tuesday night? So you can do that home party version. And then there's that tier. I don't want to say peer pressure, but it basically is that. Oh, everybody else is doing it, so I want to do it too. Like having someone sit through that presentation and go, no, I want to feed my dog the stuff that's going to kill him early.
Yeah, exactly.
They can't possibly say that.
No.
You know? So in your presentation is when you can have your comparison of, hey, here's Purina, and here's what's in it, and here's what we have, and here's what's in it. And here's the stories of what have happened. And you follow that closing process after that presentation, after you get your presentation together. So simple.
Mm-hmm.
Then step four is the close, and we just did the close. To each person, what did you like about what you just saw? Tell me more about that. What you also can do, Kevin, is you can still just use this website. And you can direct people to the site. Again, I would prefer that you maybe create a video with you and your dog. Hey, this is Lincoln. And prior to hearing about this company, Lincoln is 13. His hair was like wool. He had a lot of dandruff and he was shedding a lot. I began to be concerned about what was going into his body. And did you know, and now again, here's the problem. Here's the solution. Your company, the product is now what you talk a little bit about the product. Give testimonial about it. And you do a close. And presentation success system tells you how to do that close. Now, that video is done. So whoever, and you say on there, you know, there's a three-step close inside of there. So now get with the person who invited you to this video. And let them know
about some of the nutritional needs that your whatever you want to call it, there's got to be an affectionate name versus, you know, your dog.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what you would use there, but there's got to be some kind of an affectionate thing. I don't know what people call them. We don't have an animal. I don't know what you, anyway, you'll come up with something, I'm sure. People who are dog lovers have their own language. Like I said, it's a cult following. Say again?
Your pet partner, your buddy, your pal.
Yeah, exactly. Yep, exactly. Your unconditional lover.
Yep.
That's such an easy presentation to do. Oh, my gosh. This is like an easy, easy deal, dude.
Yes, it is.
And it really is. It's a niche market. And niche is so easy to market to. So easy. It's a very specific, there's not a whole bunch of extras involved with it. It's just very, and it's a very emotional market. You got a winner here. Yeah, this is beautiful. And it has a cult following. And people spend billions on it. It's wild. Okay. So anyway, so you have this presentation, you say, hey, get with the person that sent you to this website, or you don't have to say that, or you can say, you know, click here, so that you can get your dog on whatever. So now when you send people this website, now you're going to follow up. And you tell them when you send them there, hey, listen, it takes 10 minutes to review the information. You're going to learn exactly how you'll be able to help Lincoln improve some of that, that coat that seems to feel like the still wolf sometimes, and to cut back on that dandruff and some of that shedding, that's happening. And I'll call you back in 10 minutes and we'll see whether or not, you know, that it's a match. And if it is, great. If it's not, who cares? You're going to continue to go loving on Lincoln.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so
all
you
right,
disarm great. Them, they go to that 10-minute presentation, you call them right back, and you ask them those three questions. What did you like about what you saw? Tell me more about that. What address would you like this sent to? So that we can get Lincoln onto less dandruff, less shedding, his coat being soft like it was when he was a puppy, and knowing that you can sleep well at night, that you're putting good nutrition inside of him instead of putting his body wreaking havoc on his body with the fillers that are in some of these other products on the market.
Exactly. That sounds great.
All right, Gabe. Yes, it's simple. Okay, cool. Can we go ahead and put him back in and give me Clara Piplinski? Such a great last name. Clara, please press number one and say hello.
Hi, Danny.
Yeah. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good to hear your voice. Okay,
good
lady.
Good to hear your voice.
No, thanks. I imagine my voice is very annoying to people. okay, so let's go ahead and go through your process. You did a great job. 25 hours, 223 dials, 11 presentations. And so how many were there? So you talked to 23 people. How many agreed to going to the presentation?
I think 11 of them. Yeah, 11 of them.
11 of them agreed. Okay, and how many actually showed up?
They all showed up, but they didn't respond when I called them back.
Okay. Okay, beautiful. Let me see. That would be a prospecting issue, that if they're not there when you call them back,
mm-hmm.
meaning that there wasn't enough of a relationship that was built in the prospecting equation to have them feel like they felt like obligated, like they would, you know what I mean? Like that you connected well enough with them that they would feel like an idiot if they let you down and didn't show up for that follow-up call. How do you know for sure that they all showed up for that presentation?
Well, I guess I really don't know for sure. I three-wayed them in, but then I didn't. They cut off before I, when I call them back after it's all over, I didn't hear anybody on the other end of the phone, so I lost them somewhere along the way.
Exactly. Okay, so Claire, let's do this. I'm going to write you down to work with you on the prospecting on Tuesday, okay? On Tuesday, I'm going to work with you on your prospecting because you haven't even been able to get to the close yet. So we don't know if you have a closing problem because you haven't been able to go through the closing script with them yet. So it's more about creating that eager desire in the prospecting in the front end first, okay?
Okay.
All right. So I'm going to bring you up on Tuesday, and we'll work on that part of it, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Dani.
I appreciate you, lady. I absolutely appreciate you. You're awesome. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so we'll work on that prospecting thing on Tuesday. All right, so next question, Carrie, that I would like to bring up is going to be Rogelio Del Rio.
Rogelio, your line is open.
Hi.
Hi, Dani.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing really good. Thank you so much.
Good. Okay. I wanted to address the question that you wrote in, and I also wanted to role play with you on some of your bids.
Thank you.
That you're doing. So your question was, how can I get out of the field and be able to work more on your business? That's a time management answer, Rogelio. That's a time management issue. It's actually two issues. One, it's you carving out the time, the hours to be able to prospect. If that's what you mean, like, what do you mean you want to work on your business? Tell me exactly what you mean by that.
So the challenge that I'm overcoming right now, it's transitioning from being in the actual work and doing the actual physical labor of labor into stepping into the role of becoming of being a leader of the new team members that come in on board and doing sales and just following up with clients and quality control and all this new part of the business that it's just like just happening in front of us, and it's like, okay, it's awesome.
Yes, that's called business growth. And so when you're having business growth, you have to scale it. And what does that mean? That means that you need it's two things. One is that you've got to carve out the time. You've got to set appointments in your calendar to where you're doing those activities you just finished telling me about. Right? So it's the sales call. It's the quality control. You got to set up appointments in your calendar to do those things. Mm. Then you're saying, okay, but what about who's actually going to do the labor of the landscaping, right?
Yes.
So what that is you've recruited a team, right?
Yes.
So now that's about training and development of that team. And then here's where it comes into trust. See, part of leadership means that you have to learn to trust the hands of the people that you have hired. They're not going to always do it right. But let me explain to you. Rogelio, you're a tall Hispanic man, which usually doesn't go together. But my dad is a tall Hispanic man also. Did you ever play basketball?
Yes, I have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So have you ever watched the pros play basketball?
Yes.
I want to know, on your estimation, do the pros sink every single shot?
Do they think? I'm sorry?
Do they sink every single shot? Meaning they attempt to make a basket. They attempt to score.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They're throwing the ball in the hoop, right?
Yes.
Do they hit every single shot?
No.
Exactly. That's the pros even. They make millions of dollars. And so do the pros throw air balls sometimes?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Do the pros, I don't know what term you use for this, but just when I play basketball, you know, throw a brick, meaning it bounces off the rim?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Do the pros get a shot blocked?
Yes.
And guess what? So does your team.
Mm.
So when you're developing yourself into a leadership role, you've got to trust that when you pass the ball into their hands, they have about the same amount of shot averages that everybody else does. They're not going to do it perfect, and neither do you.
Okay.
But the job's going to get done. So if we know that it's not going to be perfect every time, and you know that you screw up, we know they're going to screw up, so then it's about quality control. It's having a good process of saying I'm sorry with the client and getting it done perfect.
Yes.
Eventually. Right?
Yes.
So just because we make a mistake with a client doesn't mean you lose the client. It actually gives you the opportunity to show your better service, which is your customer service.
Awesome.
Mm. Yes. And yes. So having the expectation that your guys and your crew is going to hit it out of the park every single time is an inhuman expectation. Nobody does it perfect. Nobody. But what's important is that when your community, yes. Well, come on, look at the pros. Do the pro football players never throw a bad pass?
No, they do. They make mistakes. And, yeah.
Yes. And so, isn't it funny that here we are, small business owners, that expect for our team to be better than the pros? That's setting you up for failure. That's setting them up for failure. So how do we combat that? Yeah. So how do we combat that? Yeah, it's a total relief. And so you communicate that to your team because nobody on your team wants to do a crappy job. No one on my team wants to do a crappy job. That if you've been bringing your team through first steps and creating a dynasty, you have a team that's the same as my team because my team's been through those events as well. And what I can tell you is that team has such a heart to do their absolute best. And whenever they mess up, they are so hard on themselves. They feel terrible. They feel awful about it. And so my job largely with them is disarming that feeling. Like, hey, if the pros don't sink every shot, why do you have that expectation on yourself? In fact, I was recently with my managers and I asked them all that. I said, who in here thinks that I want perfection out of you? Not a single hand went up. In fact, out of all of you, how many of you do I expect for you to screw up and screw up big? Every hand went up. I said, so then why do you expect for yourself to be perfect? Because my expectation is not perfect of you. My expectation is we're going to be moving that ball down the court little by little, and eventually we're going to get better and better.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, in the beginning, we say, I'm sorry, a lot.
Yes.
So even when you're getting, so here's what you do. You're going to flip the imperfections in your favor in developing of leadership. So what does that look like? So, okay, when you're bidding a job, you're going to tell your client that you believe in the best possible customized work as possible. And the best kind of client that we like to work with is someone that understands that there is a process to art. And your yard is not about landscaping. This is about an artistic representation of the heart of this family.
Wow.
Yeah. And to draw the artistic expression of this family, it takes time and adjustment. But sometimes you can look at a picture and say, yeah, I like that bush and I like that color. But once we get it, you go, wait a second. I don't know that I like that bush and that color.
Yes.
Because it's one thing to look at something static in a book And it's sometimes hard to imagine it right in front of you.
Yes.
So what I want you to know, Mr. Del Rio, is that our team is 1,000% committed to getting it right. And in order to get it right, there's going to be adjustments and a lot of communication between us and your family to make sure that your yard is an artistic expression of who you are as a family. It is your brand. It is what represents who you are. It's that first curb appeal of what you want people to feel when they first pull up to your driveway.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That your yard doesn't look like your neighbors and the people down the street, and that it just kind of blends in with everybody else.
Yeah.
But there's something special that stands out about you.
Wow.
So you put it up front. You use the negative, that is the fact that your team is not going to nail it every single time. But there's going to be adjustments to get it just right. So the kind of client that we like to work with is someone that understands the customized work and what it actually takes to make that happen.
That's good.
Yep. So now you're turning the negative into a positive and wrapping it as a positioning of customization for them to get it just the way they want it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You also position it that way with your team. That when it comes to working with human beings, humans have an idea in their head, but we don't have the ability to read somebody's mind.
Mm-hmm.
So adjustments are positive. It's not that you screwed something up. It means that we're closer to getting it right.
Yes. Man, this
so
is really
as,
good.
You're welcome. So as a business owner, where we're at as a business owner is that now that we have to trust that we're putting it in the hands of a person that we want to train up and develop that can lead the crew. So that you have more time to get more business and maybe even develop a sales team.
Yes.
That is bidding jobs. And then you are developing a recruiting team that is recruiting the workers. Then you're developing a client services team that is doing the quality control and the interaction, the PR with the customers. And now you might have a chain of landscaping businesses around the nation. Okay.
Thank you.
How are you going to do that? You just have to take the leap of faith tomorrow. And tonight, before you go to bed, you're going to set out how many hours are you going to spend in going back and meeting with the clients that you have already? What have they loved about the service? What would they like to see different?
Okay.
Thanking them for their time, thanking them for trusting you. And saying, if you ever see something that you do not appreciate from our team, because I promise you, our team has a heart to do what's right. But, you know, I don't know about you, but everyone of us make mistakes. And again, we're committed to doing it right.
Yes.
Okay. So when we have that, so now it's about, okay, how many hours are you going to spend in client services? You're going to learn what's working from them. They're going to tell you exactly what they want. And it's going to help you get better and better with your team. Okay? So there's the appointed time to go bid new jobs. You just have to put it in your schedule.
Okay.
All right? And then you're driving to those jobs that your team is at, and you're fine-tuning them. You're encouraging them, overseeing it, instead
mm-hmm.
of you doing it yourself.
Yeah.
Because if you're giving yourself time to bid more jobs and recruit more talent, now, buddy, you're talking about taking this to millions of dollars.
Yes.
Versus just hundreds of thousands. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so you did two presentations this week, or last week, I mean.
Yeah, I did two, and then after I turned my homework in, I did three other ones, and so The way it works, so I get the phone call, and it just for clarity for me, because I'm like I see how everything just flows in front of me with the script book and everything, and I'm getting all these ideas, and I'm like, and it just everything is it works everything. It just has to just have to move some different words from. But not changing the foundation of what you have.
And
I'm seeing it. So I did three other presentations and just in the last 2 days, I got approval to do out of those five presentations to do three of those projects. And it was just like one after the other. And I'm like, thank you, God. I'm like, because it's like, they're like, we'll get back to you. And usually it's like, that means that it's up in the air. And lately it's just been, it's been more of a, yes, we would like for you to do the work. When I started just making it more personal, more about them and not selling them a product, but just like selling them a feeling and how it's going to how it's going to change their life. It's become more personal and I'm seeing the difference. And so thank you. It's starting to happen. And it's like, it's all about just how about making people feel that they're being appreciated and we're here to partner with them and their home.
Yeah.
So
exactly. That they're the front of their home and their backyard is an expression of who they are as a family.
Yes.
That's amazing. So you closed 3 out of 5.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm crying. I'm sorry. I'm so proud of you. Because it was how many months ago? I think it was at last October where I asked you if you were tracking your numbers and you weren't.
Yes.
Do you remember?
Yeah, I was just running around.
Not tracking your numbers? Exactly. And then, so I called you out and I called another colleague out and said, you need to track your numbers. And you started tracking your numbers and you said, what did you learn? You said, I suck at closing. Do you remember that?
Yes, I remember. Yeah.
You no longer suck at closing, Rogelio.
Thank you.
You no longer suck at closing. Look at how powerful that is. That people can go and build a business and not be tracking. And therefore, you don't know what the real problem is. You don't know the area that you actually need to focus on. And in this case, you did because you followed directions and you started tracking. You thought, crap, I'm pretty good at least getting the opportunity to sell a job, but I suck at closing that job. That's what you're in this class focusing on. To go from sucking at closing to hello at a 66% closing ratio. That's amazing. Okay, now with the other two, I know I'm so proud of you. I can hardly stand it. I'm so freaking proud of you. Okay, so now with the other two that didn't close, I mean, if you don't ever close them, that's totally fine. But let me give you something that you can do. Number one, all five of those people need a follow-up thank you card.
Yes.
Okay? And that follow-up thank you card is going to point out again what you got them to imagine and how it was going to make them feel that when they stepped out on their back porch and they saw it look like what they said, the emotion, the feeling, how they were going to feel when they envision that, when they see that, when it's done for the very first time. That's what you're going to write in that card.
Okay.
And it's going to be, you know, Bob, first off, it was a pleasure meeting you today. And thank you for the opportunity of getting together. I really enjoyed you explaining how you see your front yard. And then use his words that he said to express what he wanted it to look like or feel like or the impression that he wanted people to give or how he wanted to feel when he saw it. Write that in the card. Because even if he's bidding, if he's getting other bids from other people, I guarantee you those other people are not sending him a thank you card for his time.
and you're going to get that business. You'll get that business.
Thank you.
So personalize that thank you card, even to the ones that said, we'll think about it.
Okay.
Next, follow-up call.
Okay.
Like 3 or 4 days after he would get the card. Hey, Bob, this is Rogelio. Are you ready to have the peace of mind knowing that when you drive into your driveway, that it looks exactly the way you want it? Well, you're going to feel so good when you see it and it doesn't look like everybody else's yard. You ready to move forward so that this could be one thing marked off your list of things to do?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then keep my mouth shut.
Exactly. And it could be, would you like us to start next week on Thursday or Monday? Which one works best for you? Because, Rahelia, let me tell you something. All the other landscapers that are coming out to that guy's house to bid him a job, none of them are closing him.
Mm-hmm.
They're not asking a closing question.
Mm-hmm.
They're not selling the vision. They're not using the words of that prospect. So here's what we know. They're bidding the job. They're not following up. And they're not asking the closing question. So you'll be the one that gets it because of the thank you card, wrapping it around the vision that that prospect has for what they want. You will get the job because of following up and asking the closing question and wrapping it around what their desire is and how they will feel when it's all done.
Perfect. Yes.
Yep. All right. Beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm so proud of you, man. I'm absolutely proud of you. This was amazing.
Thank you, Danny.
Okay, cool. You are so welcome. I appreciate you so much. Don't forget me when you're a multimillionaire.
I'm not. It's
I know you
be,
won't.
Oh, for God.
I know. Mm-hmm. I know you won't. I know you won't. But that's where you're headed, buddy. That's where you're headed.
I received that.
Yeah. I see it all over you. I'm super excited. Okay, awesome. Carrie, go ahead and add Rogelio back to the team. And, ladies and gentlemen, just remember next week, Thursday, we do not meet. You are going to get an email from our office tonight, which will be your homework assignment for the prospecting class. That is due on this Sunday before midnight. And then you're going to get another email from us next Thursday night asking you to submit your homework that will be due on the 25th. And if you're going to be at First Steps, then just fill out that homework assignment right that Thursday night on the 22nd. If you're not planning on closing any deals or whatever. But that's what our final class is going to be is on March the 1st. That's going to be our final time meeting. Can you believe how fast this thing is going by? And I'm just really proud of you guys. The kind of improvements that I've been seeing with you as a whole, as a team, have been really, really remarkable. And this is also the time when people start to tune out and go, man, you know, I haven't moved fast enough. I haven't gotten far enough. Man, listen to me. It's step by step. It's step by step. It's one foot in front of the other. Okay, everyone has their own timeline, but the bottom line is if you continue to take step by step, you're going to continue to succeed. Remember what I said, even the pros throw air balls. Even the pros throw air balls. Now they throw less air balls than they did when they were a kid, but they still throw air balls. So take some pressure off yourself and just know you're not going to quit what you're doing, so you're going to succeed. No matter what, you're going to succeed. You're going to formulate that presentation. You're going to nail that presentation. You're going to say, I remember when I was terrified to handle the objection. You'll say, I remember when I was terrified to ask the closing question. You're going to say, I remember when I used to talk too much. You're going to say, I remember when I sucked at this. You hear me say all those things because I sucked at all of it. especially closings. So you're going to nail this. You're going to get good at this step by step. You really, really are. So anyway, that's it for me tonight. You guys have a great night. Thank you so much for being with me, and thank you so much for being committed. And for those of you who I'll see, which is the vast majority of you, I can't wait to highlight you to everybody. I can't wait to stand you up because you are the inspiration to the rest of the brand new people that will be there this weekend, especially with these numbers, right? How much money this class, right? This class is made almost $70,000. Yeah, 67,000 in these first 2 weeks that we had worked together. We've been tracking how much you've been making on a weekly basis from the activities that you're doing. That's really phenomenal. That's a ton of cash in 2 weeks, isn't it? 21,009 on the first week and 45,700 on the second. That's pretty outrageous. Really, really, really impressed with that. So can't wait to see you guys there in Dallas next weekend. And we're going to roll up our sleeves and take our learning and our actions and our skill set to a whole nother level again. So other than that, I'll talk to you on Tuesday night for those of you in the prospecting class, which is the vast majority of you. Then we'll see you in Dallas and then the following week for our final closing class. So that's it. God bless you. Terry, can you open up the line? Good night,
everybody.
Good night.
Good night.